We know that there's an issur in the Torah, a lav for a person to consume blood of an animal. There's an issur deraisa, achilas dam, and it carries with it malchus, and there's a bona fide lav in the Torah. However, there are two types of blood that min haTorah are mutter to consume. Mutter to drink the blood, even straight out from a cup, take the blood and drink it, and it's mutter even l'chatchila, midaraisa. And that is, number one, the blood of a fish, and number two, the blood of a human being. So even though if you take blood, let's say, of a chaya or of a behemoth, it's also midaraisa. When it comes to the blood of a fish, the blood of a person, it's mutter. However, Chazal placed an issur derabanan when it comes to eating or drinking, I should say, the blood of a fish or the blood of a human being, because there's a problem of marasayin. Marasayin, because it looks like it's dam behema, doesn't look any different, and therefore, to the onlooker, it looks like you're consuming regular blood of a behema, and therefore, it's also midrabban. Therefore, since the entire issur is only based on marasayin, the Gemara says that you're allowed to drink even a cup of blood from a fish, as long as you make sure that scales of the fish are right there on the cup, hanging out, to demonstrate that it's dam dogim that you're drinking and not dam behemo. So as long as there's a clear hecker and a clear feature of demonstration that this is dam dogim and not dam behemo, then it would be mutter. So this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Dam. And the Shulchan Aruch tells us that, this is in Siman Samach Vav, at the end, that even though dam of a adam or dam of a dog, midaraisa is mutter, there's an issur midrabon of marasayin. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if let's say you have blood that's bleeding from your mouth and it falls onto a piece of bread while you're chewing the bread, and you take a look at the piece of bread and there's now blood that has emerged from your mouth and has fallen onto this piece of bread, the halacha is it's usur to consume this blood together with the bread because it's marasayin. It looks like it's dam of a behema. Doesn't have any apparent feature of being dam odom, and therefore it's usur midrabban. However, and this all comes from the sugya in Ksubis Daf Samach, when it comes to, let's say, a cut that a person has in their gums, in their mouth, where there is no issue of marasayin, in that case, it's mutter, and you're allowed to swallow the blood. You don't have to spit out blood that comes from a cut in your mouth. Since the entire issur is only al marasayin, it only applies if the blood has emerged from your mouth, is on, let's say, a piece of bread, but if it's within the inside of your mouth, where there's no chashash marasayin, they weren't geyser. Now, there are two behalchim in the Paiskim as to why there was no gzeira of maris ayin when you have a cut that is in your mouth where you don't have the blood actually emanating from your mouth. There are two mahalchim of the Paiskim. There could be a tremendous nafkamin lemaisa. One shita is the shita of Rashi. Rashi is meduyik, and the Minchas Yaakov is meduyik this, the Beis Lechem Yehuda is meduyik this. If you take a look inside of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Avram, he brings down these opinions. That they're medayik from Rashi that it's totally in the chazilei. If people could see it. If you have a cut in your mouth where the dam doesn't emerge from your mouth so people can't see it, so there's no gzeir of marasayin. Mashenkein, if it comes out of your mouth, let's say it's on a bread that you have been chewing, in that case, people can see it, and therefore there's a concern of marasayin. Now, according to this mahalich, the Paiskim are very troubled. L'chayra, there's a very well-known rule when it comes to marasayin. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Tafkuf Mem Vav, where we have a machlekes over there about this very question. But according to the way we paskin, when you have something that's usur because of marasayin, we were goyzer afilu b'chadrei chador. Even within the confines of your home, when no one can see what you're doing, nevertheless, the gzeira is a universal gzeira, it's an all-encompassing gzeira, and the made the Isser stand even in a case where there's no apparent royim who are going to witness what you're doing. It's a machlekes over there that pertains to a person who wants to hang out his clothing to dry, and they only were wet because he was walking outside in these clothing in the rain. But if you hang it out to dry, it looks like you're laundering them, that you wash them in the laundry, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's a Isser of Libun on Shabbos. Therefore, it's also because of Maris Ayin, and according to the way we paskin, which is the Shita of Rav there in the Gemara, it's also even in Bechadrei Chadorim, even if you do it inside, you hang it out to dry where no one can see. Nevertheless, it's also in the Rabbanon. Maris Ayin was an unequivocal gzeir. If so, why is Rashi saying that the reason why it's mutter to consume blood that comes from a cut in your mouth is because it's not apparent to people? People lechazile, people are unable to see it because it's within your mouth. If the iser is al tzmar sayin, the normal rule is that it's also afidu b'chadrei chadorim, even where people are unable to see it and judge you, and they won't come to think that you're being iron iser. Nevertheless, the gzeira stays in effect. And therefore, the question is, why does Rashi explain, seemingly, that the reason why over here that it's mutter, if it's in the shinayim, in the teeth, in the mouth, in the gums that you have your cut, why is Rashi assuming the reason why there's no concern is because people can't see it and therefore there's no marasayim? So some paiskim want to shteltsu, a well-known shita in the Rishonim, shita of Taisis, that perhaps the entire chumra of chadrei chadorim, where we extend the regular Isra of Maris Ayin and we apply it even when there's no royim, there's no people witnessing the event, there's no people seeing your conduct, that Chumra of Chadei Chadorim applies only when the Maris Ayin is of an Isra Derais. However, when the Maris Ayin is of an Isra Derabonon, in that case, perhaps even though we're in general Goyzer Maris Ayin even by an Isra Derabonon, but that's only if people are able to see it. If it's Bechadrei Chadorim, perhaps they didn't establish this unequivocal loy plug at Ta'asar Afilu Bechadrei Chadorim when the entire Maris Ayin is only of an Issa Derabon. This is a Shita of Taisvis in Ksubis, and perhaps that would be the Pshat in Rashi. That since, over here, the entire Issa is only Derabonon, because even if people were to see the blood, it's only the blood of a person, which is only Asar Derabonon. Since the entire Isser is only Drabonon, so Bechadrei Chadorim, perhaps it's Mutter. However, this pshat is very difficult to understand, because according to many Achrayinim, this application of Chadrei Chadorim and Isser Drabonon wouldn't apply in this case. Because according to them, that which we say that the Shita of Taisvis is, that there's no Gzeir of Maris Ayin by an Isser Drabonon and Bechadrei Chadorim, that's only when what people will think is that you're being over on an Isra Rabbanon. That means the concern is that they will view your event, they will view this incident, and they will assume that you're being over on an Isra Rabbanon. That's where we say that it only is when people actually will see it, not when it's Bechadrei Chadorim. But over here, what people will see is you consuming dam that they think will be dam behema, which is also deraisa. And therefore, even if you assume that the halach is like Taisvis, that by and Isra Derabanan, there's no Chadrei Chadorim, that's only if what they will think that you're doing is an Isra Derabanan. But if they will think that you're doing an Isra Deraisa, then we should answer it Afidu B'Chadrei Chadorim, because the Shita of Taisis will not justify the exception of Chadrei Chadorim. So that is the first Mahalach, and according to this Mahalach, it's a little bit shver, according to the Mashmois of Rashi, that it's totally in Chazile, Loi Chazile, the Chayr over here, it should be also Afidu B'Chadrei Chadorim. Lamaisa, there is another Mahalach, and this is the Mahalach of the Be'er Sheva, also brought down the Yad Avraham over there, where the Be'er Sheva says that the reason why we're not goyzer if there's a cut in your mouth is not because people can't see it. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that people will never think that dam that is coming from a cut in your mouth is dam behema. They will think that it's dam odom. If they see it in your mouth, it's quite apparent that it's dam odom, which is mutter, and not dam behema. And therefore, there was never a gzeira b'chlal for this type of dam, because this type of dam is not included in the gzeira b'chlal. There was no maris ayin attached to this type of bleeding, and therefore, there were never gzeira on blood that comes from your gums. One, you have blood that's on a piece of bread. So over there, there's taka, room to say that they might be concerned that you're consuming dam behemel. And therefore, they were guys. Dam that comes from a cut in your mouth, everyone will know that it's dam from an odom, and therefore, there's no gzeira mara sign. So it's not pshat that it's a heter of chadri chadorim. So to Be'er Sheva has nothing to do with chadri chadorim. It has to do with the fact that people will know in an instant that this has nothing to do with dam behemel. Now, a possible nafkamina that the Darkei Tshuva and other places can bring down is if, let's say, you have a cut in your finger. And if a person, let's say, doesn't have a tissue and he wants to get rid of the dam right away, is he allowed to lick the blood from his cut on his finger? Now, I don't know why a person would want to do it. Perhaps it's maybe a little bit of a shas adchak. He wants to know, he needs to get rid of the dam. Can he suck it to remove the dam? So some place can want to say it should be totally in these two explanations of this halacha. Because if you assume that the vort is that everyone will know in a second when dam comes from your mouth that it's dam odam, and therefore there's no chashash marzayin, so the same heter should apply if it's dam that comes from your cut. They see clearly it's dam coming from your cut. It's not on a piece of bread. It's on your body. So obviously they'll know in a second that it's dam odam, and therefore it's mutter. However, if you assume, like the mashmoyis of Rashi, like the diuk of the Minchas Yaakov in Rashi, that it's totally in chazi and loy chazi, and whenever people are able to see it, they were geyser, and if people can't see it, let's say it's in the inside of the mouth, they weren't geyser. So if it's a cut on an exposed part of your body, let's say on your hand, where people can see it, l'chayr, there would be a room to say that they were geyser, because then it's not chadri chadorim, then people are able to see it. So according to Rashi, that the heter has to do with people seeing it and people not seeing it, so if people are able to see it, maybe they were geyser. In other words, even if you assume that the difference between a cut in your mouth and a cut on a piece of bread, according to Rashi, is not because of chadri chador, like the pshat we wanted to suggest before, because you assume, like we mentioned from the Aruch Lener and other achronim, that this is not part of the exception of chadri chador, because since what they think that you're going to be over is an Isser D'Oraisa, so the Gera applied even by Chadur Chador. Nor vos, you say some other pshat. But Lamais, at the end of the day, whatever pshat you say, perhaps you'll say that they weren't Geizer B'chlal on a cut in your mouth because people are unable to see it. So they never included in the Gzeira. But no matter what, Rashi at the end of the day does distinguish between a cut that people are able to see and a cut that they're unable to see. And if you go with this line of thinking, if you go with this chiluk, then a cut that people are able to see, such as a cut on your finger, it would be usur to suck that and consume that type of dam. Because since people are able to see it, according to Rashi, they were guys on it. So that would be a nafkamina between these two opinions in the Paiskim.